time hosting a discussion, and I'm glad to be here. What we're talking about tonight is turn-ons, and then conversely, turn-offs. So what I'd like to do is go around the room, and I'd like to hear at least three things that turn you on. And I'm talking like the minute that it happens when you're alone with someone or in a group, whatever you prefer, what gets you rock fucking hard? Mine personally is kissing. Kissing is one of my favorite things to do. The minute that I spot... Okay, so I'm a porn addict.
Show of hands. Show of hands.
There's one for all of us. That's
okay. More for you. Porn is something that I've gotten into, and the closer it is to incest porn, where they actually look alike, the more erotic it is for me.
Yeah, baby.
Sorry, hallelujah. Doesn't matter if it's father-son or brother-in-brother, usually of the male gender, but occasionally a female gets thrown in there. God only knows why. It's just one of those odd things. And oddly enough, occasionally I get so tired of gay porn that I actually watch straight porn. Really odd.
No.
Well, I mean, there's only so much creativity that can be done. But other turn-on, other than the kissing and the incest porn, because straight porn does not turn me on, I just wanted to reiterate that. Lord have mercy, now that I'm thinking, my mind's going blank. Okay, we're going to skip that for now, and I'll think about that last one and come back to me, but... We're going to go counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise. Well, can I make a request, though?
Oh, sure.
What we do at the Mankind Project is, if you agree, like you say, oh, yeah, me too, just raise your hand. It doesn't mean you want to be called upon. It means I agree. So that would be very encouraging if you say, I'm really into this, to see two or three other people raise their hand so you know you're not the only one. That's the only request.
Oh, third, flogging. It's really getting me going now.
Okay, for me, the first one is kissing. For me, it's most sensual thing that you can do is to kiss, and kiss well. The second thing that turns me on is beards and body hair. Can't get enough of that. And the third thing would be pits. I love to roll and smell like my daddy. So everyone knows who owns me, and everyone knows what that smell. So I can't get enough of that either.
He was just shoving his fingers in my pits a few minutes ago before everyone sat down, just so you know.
I like voluptuous bubble butts and kissing. That's two.
Manhandling. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Grimmy. This. What else? Ooh, I like to hear my balls slapped. That's it for now.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's so many things. I like kissing. Sometimes kissing is weird. Sometimes it's really, really hot, and sometimes it's just sort of okay. It sort of depends on who's having the idea, I guess.
Could you speak up, please?
Oh, those are just the first things to do. Oh, I like getting flogged.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Get all furry. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Guys?
Sure. If you want to pass, that's fine.
Somebody that can deep throat really well and doesn't have teeth to get in the way. So mutual erotic massage. So stroking each other's backs at the same time, legs and heads and whatever. Mutual sensitivity. And making each other's fantasies become realities.
Play is always a given. Like, impact play is pain stuff, but usually, like, especially when it gets to that point of when it's like right at your limit, where you're kind of shaking and crying. And extreme heavy bondage and localization and sensory deprivation, it's all combined. They have a lot of the big heavy rigs where you're, you know, head to toe rubber and leather, and you know, you can't even move an inch, and they have gas masks, the CBT stuff, the VNS, the nipple stuff, but everything, just where you're just kind of this big contraction.
Yeah.
And the smell.
You don't have to limit yourself to three.
Yeah, as many as you want.
Is that it?
Fuzzy, muscular, tan legs. The smell of some, but not all, guys' pits. And being intimate.
Mm-hmm.
So the mutual erotic massage, kissing, but body contact. All that rolls into that as well. You only asked for three.
Oh,
no.
That's it.
You were on a roll.
All right. Well, there's definitely kink and fetish things that have been discussed, and I will discuss those. But first, I just want to talk about intelligence. That really is a turn-on for me. Someone who can communicate and can talk about what they want, what they like, and communicate during the scene. That's a turn on for me, and I know that when I can make that connection. So, brains, that's one for me. Personality matters to me, right? Someone who is not just an asshole or a jerk, but, you know, like maybe that's in a scene or something, but it's not who they are really as a person. I like someone who's warm and caring and understanding. That's a turn on. Body hair, I like hair, that's very nice. Masculinity, that's a big one for me. And I like playfulness. People who are fun and playful and pups fit that kind of mold. So I'm very attracted to pup play and enjoy that a lot. In terms of fetish and kink, I really gotten into flogging and spanking and paddling. I really like piss. Diapers. I like slapping balls around a little bit. That's kind of fun. And I'm a switch. So all of those things, everything I'm into, both ways. So that's big.
Hence King versatile.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Speak up.
I like the diaper play a lot, and I didn't even know about it before I met Brett. When he's got me laying on the bed and he's getting diaper under there and powder and stuff, like, I just get immediately hard. I like rimming a lot. And when I've already got the diaper on, he pisses into my
Nice.
Heavy duty bondage with a good aesthetic. Electro. And kids.
Born, like gay, straight, a lesbian. And yeah, and having someone naked next to you, or in a room.
Cool.
Kissing certainly is really nice. Flogging. Getting rimmed. Yeah, that's good for now. That's a good start.
I sure love the thing with one of these things in my life, but kissing is probably one of the biggest things for me too. It's like being with somebody who really knows how to kiss. And it's not, you know, you may kiss really well, and I may kiss really well, but we may not kiss really well together. So
that's true.
It's a chemistry.
Yeah.
Thing, but when it's good, it's like I've seen fire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like calling myself a size queen, but I really like that concept. It's just crazy. I've never said this publicly, but I really get up on this play. It's very common. Body contact is very important. I'm very much a switch, I guess we all switch to, like, we can go both ways, and a lot of the things coming out, but body contact and, you know, a lot of foreplay, building up to a whole life. And also, a man can be very direct, he can be very honest, and communicates well, and just doesn't stream on. So you either want to or you don't. It's a wishy-washy way of awakeness that just turns me on.
Yeah.
That's the other part.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Just wait. Hold for fun.
I can keep going.
Follow through. Follow the fuck through. Yeah. Don't waste my damn time. The art of negotiation. I'm not talking about piecemeal everything, but someone, a man who can negotiate, communication, like that. Flogging. I love to fuck. I love to talk. Fuck. Body contact and tight. Tight shirt, tight jeans. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Get my balls worked over.
Okay.
Flogging is always good. And a sense of playfulness.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta laugh at something. If there's no laughter, it's this kind of.
Vlogging. I do like straight porn if it's two guys on one girl and two dicks in one hole. Then it's kind of, I like that. I'm still exploring a lot of stuff, but I get really turned on by vlogging somebody and then the aftercare. I get real turned on by that. And that's like a new thing for me. I didn't know. Vlogs in the last week, and I'm kind of turned on by it. Anyway, didn't get kind of turned on by it. I got
major.
I had sex with somebody last night. It was very exciting. No, it wasn't. It was my partner was very vanilla, and you know, and I just didn't have that great of a time. You know, it's not as interesting.
So let me ask a question. And anybody can ask a question of anybody. Are you discovering that the more you discover on the kink side, the less you like just plain Jane
right.
vanilla?
Yeah.
Because it enhances things.
I was with somebody for 10 years, and we fucked the same way every single time. We fucked in the shower, you know, every single time. And,
cool.
I'm just on board with it, I guess. And I can take care of myself with porn. I can
right.
take care of myself. You know, I can do that myself. So I think now I got my feelers out for more, for partners that are more, less vanilla. No, I don't mean that. I've done that.
Would you say more available for extreme intimacy?
That goes with it, with you know, some of the with the flogging and
know, and all that, and the bondage stuff, yeah, there's more, like, where it says more communication and that kind of stuff is more intimate, right? Yeah. So, yeah, that's, I mean, really, really, really boring to where, I just lost my heart on it. I let him get off, and then I'm all, bye.
So let the journey turn away.
But I didn't want to, I didn't want to pull out the blogger and scare the shit out of him, because it would have. I know the guy, I've known him for a couple of years, and it would have, like, frightened him. But anyway, so that's where I'm at today.
I don't know if I've actually ever said this.
Speak up.
I don't think I've ever said the group setting. First, I like what Brett said about just talking about the person. I'm really attracted to men who are they know who they are. They're not worried about what other people think. They look the way they like to look, and they be who they want to be without any thought to who may be judging them. I just find that kind of inner strength and inner self-assuredness just really incredibly attractive. You're one of those. Let's see. So I really haven't done much, but I do kind of like vlogging, and the aftercare has been really amazing. I liked it 100 times more than I thought I would. In fact, I happened to get vlogged by a guy just last week. Let's see. I've had a couple times where I've been tied up or restrained. I kind of really like that being controlled by someone. Maybe it's because you have to sort of surrender to them to some degree, and I like that trust. There's a little bit of what I've heard called power exchange. I kind of like that. There's one more.
What is it?
What is it? Go ahead.
I don't know, just stuff that's impulsive, that night that just happened and you don't know where it came from, and it's just amazing, you can't stop thinking about it. That happened to me a couple years ago, and somebody that I messed around with a few times, and we were going to have some kind of kinky little session, and we got together and just somehow it just, that went out the window. It just ended up evolving into a really super intimate, passionate, all night long. It was amazing. So it was a really awesome surprise.
Nice.
It's probably
nice.
Okay,
I'll
take it.
Okay, we're
going to
be here for a second. Okay, what turns me on? Okay, there's about 3 million things out there. Okay, one of them is I love the daddy son fucking, doesn't matter who's top or who's bottoming, I prefer looking for the fucking little boy who's sleeping in his little bedroom and he's trying to get away, and then you have to hold him down and fuck the living hell out of him, squealing, right?
Daddy, don't stop.
Exactly. I love it when someone's vocal. I hate a dead body. It doesn't matter if I'm fucking you or flogging you or doing any kinky shit. Vocal. I want to hear noise. The other thing is, when it comes to BDSM stuff, I like to push people to their limit, and when they get to their limit, I have the special little things I do that drives them literally fucking mad. Then they start trying to jump and get away, but I have them, pounded down, so there's nothing they can really do, and I love sitting there watching them scream and jump and trying to break whatever I've built, so they, I just love that. I love intimate sex. A normal random person coming around fucking, just being over struggling his ass and like, yeah,
that's nothing special to me. I like the instant knowing each other, loving each other. I love kissing, fucking to the ass. And I'm not talking about just throwing fucking the fucking cheek. To me, that's not kissing. I love French kissing, real deep fucking French kissing. I also love the way a man smells. I don't like fucking perfume. I don't like goddamn deodorant. The more raunchier you are, the better. The other thing is, I love a guy's asshole. Doesn't matter what color it is. I love eating an ass. I love looking at an ass. And I love the way it tastes, the way it looks. Preferably, I prefer the asshole part to be hairless because I don't want fucking dental floss in my teeth.
Man floss.
The other thing is, I love to suck a dick to death. I preferably prefer to chew on it a little bit and grind on it and go a little crazy because it gets someone that I know off within about 5 minutes because it took me a while to learn how to suck his dick.
Oh,
I'm old. It's not as sensitive as it used to be, so I like it rough.
So scraping's okay.
Yes. I love porn, but I don't like normal porn. For normal porn is just goddamn boring. I do like straight porn, but the girl has to be taking like 20 fucking dicks, and they almost like be gang raping her like fucking crazy. I've seen one girl, she was able to take 6 dicks at once.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like,
where'd they put her legs?
Oh, behind her head.
Okay.
They had 3 in her pussy, 3 in her ass.
Damn.
And they're fucking the shit out of her. I like gay porn, but the bad thing is I have a gay porn. A lot of the guys aren't vocal. They're more just...
Really?
Yeah. When I watch gay porn, I want the boy to be moaning and screaming and acting like it's agonizing pain and pleasure at the same time when the top is like this big gruesome man who doesn't give a rat's ass, just dog fucking the hell out of him. God.
That was your...
Yeah, that was my three. Oh, yeah, the other thing, I love puppy play. I love a fun running around with a little puppy. And I also love tentacle porn.
Tentacle porn?
Tentacle porn.
Yeah, they're giant dicks that come out of God knows where, and there's 400.
I've seen it. I was just thinking, you're the first person I've known that's not like that.
It's from Japan, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of guys his age are really, really into
it. Oh, God,
because
yeah.
Of all the Japanese and anime and all that
stuff. And when you can find the really good porn videos of, you know, the dick's going all the way through his ass coming out of his mouth, turning around and shooting cum in his own face, it's really hot.
And after a year, I don't know him.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a perv.
Yay.
Okay, what do I like? I like role play. I like the incest, big time.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys, but I like hairless, especially the pubes. I don't want pubes. I don't want it to be an 8-year-old boy. Don't get me wrong, but 14 is cool with me too. I don't. Gay porn is okay, but I don't like it because it's the same thing. They suck. They fuck. It's over. So, gay porn is boring to me. I like bi porn. I like you had said about the older, younger, and they both have dark hair, or they both have red hair, or something like that. I like that because then I can use my imagination to go somewhere. Oh, and by the way, if anybody's ever heard of a porn, this is pretty old. It's called like father, like son. I would do anything to get a copy of that. It's basically a bunch of dads that take their boys to the secret meeting, and the dads are all wearing these long robes, and you can figure it out from there.
Yeah.
Is the name of it, and I Googled it, I've looked all over the place, I can't find it.
Do you know who produced it?
No.
Or when?
It was probably back in the 80s.
Okay.
It was old. It started out with the husband and the wife. A lady having coffee, and then the sun and the dead go off. I was just hoping someone would be like, plot everything.
That's why he needs a copy. It's worn out.
I love balls play. And I think most gay guys like to see bulges. But I like a thing that I actually, it's a technique that I didn't invent, but that I have modified called bulge play. And before I met him, when I lived in Temecula, I just put it out on Craigslist, and oh my God, the bi guys and the straight guys, because they don't have to do anything. So I love bulge play.
Okay. Well, obviously, daddy boy stuff is a turn on. But I also, yes. I also, being 35 and finding lots of 18, 19 year olds that think I'm a daddy, I enjoy reversing that role and doing that with them. That's a lot of fun. One of the other things I really get into is watching. I really like going to a sex club, or I go to a lot of pool parties where they have a playroom, and I love to stand and watch two hot guys fucking and watching some guy just get the hell pounded out of him, or watching my partner take a really big dick. That's really fun too, is to watch that happen. And then if the parties are interested in letting you walk up and jack off and just frosting them like a donut. I really enjoy doing that too. So that's a big one for me. Crazily enough, well, I like flogging and impact play. I really like to get punched in the chest while I'm fooling around with somebody. I like teeth on my dick. I like my nuts being yanked on, being pulled like a ringing a bell, stuff like that, and some impact play with that. The thing that actually really sets me off the most, though, that's my biggest turn on, and I always tell people, like, look, if you're tired, this is the easiest way to get me off, is that right there, or, but the easiest thing is just start making out with me and jacking me off, and I will come in like 2 minutes, and it's the best orgasms that I have, and it's the easiest way to get me off without having to spend 2 hours trying to flip all the right switches.
I've actually never done this in a group setting before, and I don't do this very often anywhere else either. I also watch a lot of porn. Most of it is extraordinarily boring. You can go on the porn websites and you can scroll through 500 movies in about 2 minutes, and because they are all the same, they are all bad, they are all doing the exact same thing that you've seen 500 times. If you do it enough, you've seen the same movie 500 times. And there's usually a couple of ones that actually are entertaining to you enough where you go back to them over and over and over again. By the time you're done with that, there's still more. The ones that I actually find most enjoyable is the ones that are passionate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where the guys are into each other and they are into getting, they are into it. And those are rare. It is often hard to find people who are passionate about each other, especially in gay porn. I don't like straight porn. I like the passion. I like the idea that two guys can actually be so hot for each other. And I like kissing. I really like kissing. And quite frankly, if I am watching porn, the most exciting part to me is the intimacy, the kissing. The passion comes out through the kiss. Don't get me wrong, if you actually have two hot guys who are passionate for each other, seeing the rest of it is also a lot of fun. But quite frankly, the most exciting part to me is the kiss. In terms of, I'm actually here in this group because I wanted to explore other things other than the middle side. And one of the things that has the thought of which turns me on is being flogged and the actor. In terms of everything else, I like bottoming and I like a guy who has an attitude. When I say attitude, it's something hard to describe. To me, it's pleasing the other person. And the attitude that I'm looking for is somebody who knows what they want, kind of aggressive, but also passionate and directional, and they know what they want, and they want you to give it to them, and you're happy to do it. And to me, that also leads to chemistry, and that's right.
Okay, number one. I am very, very oral, and very, very tactile. So, everywhere that I can get my mouth onto and my tongue into, I want to go. And if I can get my hands, my feet, my body against everything at the same time, that's heaven. Yes. And like 69 or 69 rimming, sometimes it can't feel like. You have to be like the right length of torso to make that work for 69 rimming, but when it works, oh my God, that was just heaven. I'm also visual, so I like a fantasy thing, including my visual. And I like, number one, daddy boy, hello. and I like to be able to surrender to a dominant man. And any scenes that involve that kind of thing, whether it's being lashed up to a wall getting flogged, or bound to a table and made a CBT, or my tits ripped off my chest, that is just, and if you eliminate one of the senses, like say vision or breathing when this is going on, oh my God, ramrod. And the other thing that I like too is that really, really long term play. I'm talking 3-4 hours, have something to eat, nap a little, he wakes me, knock me up, he wakes him up one way or another, he's talking me or he's talking him. But and then throughout that whole thing, I want laughter. There has to be this sense of joy and fun and play. It's really, really.
I guess since I've been coming only to this group a year, so I think what I've learned more than anything else to appreciate is being in the world of being a daddy. I think I've always been a daddy, but I never really had that in my head that I knew that consciously. So I'm in a number of different relationships now with boys that all call me daddy, and something about that just really, really turns me on. I'm attracted to guys that are typically anywhere between 20 and 40 years of age, have to be slender or muscular, slender, particularly and hairless. I'm, like Richard, very, very oral and tactile. I mean, I will put my mouth on any part of the body that I can get it, from your feet, to your nipples, to your balls, to your dick, to your love rimming. I just love just anything I can do with my mouth. And touching and hugging and French kissing and all that stuff. Also, if I'm, you know, sucking on a concrete balls or rimming, and I love that the person can be making all his sound, you know, they're not necessarily saying anything verbal, but making all of these sounds to just let me know that I'm just grabbing them up the wall and they're going crazy. You know, that really, really turns me on. What turns me off, when I've never had sex with a woman in my life. Don't like seeing women having sex. Porno. I like porno to a little degree. Maybe you could look at Tumblr. I like little snippets of Tumblr. I don't like to sit down and watch a movie for an hour and a half. You know, 10 or 15 minutes at the most is what I'm interested in seeing. Sex of time that has to be gay. And I guess that's what it is.
Okay, so you know that I'm kind of new here, and I seem to learn something all the time. Thank you for telling me that the official label is that I guess I like to switch. The label I use is that, well, if I can dish it out, I expect I should be able to take it back. So now I have a label for that. Every time I think that I've learned something that's really way off the edge, I find out that it's not as far off the edge as I thought it was. So I guess which is why I'm here is, and I think it was you or somebody said, be careful. You have to learn about it first to see if you like it, and then you have to try it to make sure, something to that effect I took from last week's thing. So inside my head, I know that I'm probably still considered really vanilla, and you know, your basic kind of gay sex works fine, but then there's the passion side, and sex with friends is way better than anonymous sex. And throw a little bit of passion and making out in there, and there's, I should have brought a piece of paper and a pencil because there's so many things I didn't realize I was into. Is that whoever it was that talked about sex for 4 hours? Yeah, that works. Okay. And a couple of things that you had talked about, you know, you caught my attention. Yes, I like guys that don't have a whole bunch of hair. Yes, I like guys that have a foreskin. Yes, I like thank you putting my tongue inside the end of their dick. And exploring all over their body. I've oftentimes asked, and I sometimes wonder if I should be asking, so like, what are you really into? What's a real fantasy that you haven't done? Because if I can make that happen and bring out a whole bunch of, I forget not who said about the moaning and the sounds of a man that's getting off, or a guy when he's having his orgasm. It's like, fuck, that's just, we did it. We made that magic happen. And I would expect to have that come back to me as well. Like I said, I should have written down all the stuff that really gets me off that I never thought about. But those are probably the highlights for me. And jock straps, forgot about that.
Oh, yes.
And I think I shared it last week. Some kinds of shoes actually do it too. Okay, I'm done.
All right. I'm going to come up with an exotic one. Size disparity play. I'm 6'5", standing fully erect, and 275 pounds. I like showing off the fact that I'm much bigger than the other guy. I like picking him up and throwing him on the bed. I like laying on top of him and crushing him into the mattress. I like dominating the hell out of him with my sheer size. That includes manhandling. When I'm running the show, then that man is going to get a lot of tactile, whether he likes it or not. And every part of him is going to get a lot of exploration, and it's going to be firm. And to me, that's, again, back to intimacy. It's about really, really, really... See, I communicate on multiple levels when I'm playing with somebody. Verbally, lots of verbal, big surprise, but pheromones and touch. Because the body language, all that other stuff, it all adds up to communication, because I need communication in both directions. To me, it's how I define the difference between quantity, which is what I pursued when I was younger, and quality. The way I define quality is that there has to be a power flow. Otherwise, I lose interest, and I say, let me take you out for coffee. Because I'm not going to play with somebody, as somebody said, who's just laying there like a dead fish. I need the feedback. I need the connectedness. I need to know that what I'm doing, trust me, and I want to run the show. I want to know that what I'm doing is not just gratifying them, but it's taking them to a new level that they've never experienced before. It's really important to me. I don't want any session to ever be boring or repetitive. I want to take them to the limits and then have them thank me for it afterwards. As I've mentioned, I think last week, I'm also into orgasm control in a big way, in that I like forcing a man to come whether he wants to or not. You know, taking him so high and so fast and so powerful. One of my favorite things that I love to do is train somebody, you know, if I played with them more than a few times, to come on command. That's a big treat for me. You know, I love doing that. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. But it all has to do with having the full range of experience. Somebody else here said it beautifully, that there has to be some giggling in there too. That, yes, anybody that's ever really, really, really played with me, I can take it as far as any human being can take it, as far as extreme hardcore stuff. And I have to let the pendulum swing in the other direction and be fun and silly, cuddly, affectionate, and then get back to the hardcore stuff. I mean, to me, it's no fun just doing one note all the time. As I'm saying all the time, none of us is one note. We're a symphony if we just own that in ourselves. So to me, in order for something to be deeply erotic and deeply intimate, it has to be the full range of expression. So that's me. So.
For me, it's extreme intimacy in whatever way that it comes to me at the moment. Typically, it's hugging, kissing. Most may find that to be very vanilla, but I don't. It's really the sharing of the male energy. I love frottage because, to me, we're linking the two things that are that make us male. So I'm very much into the energy sharing, as Master said.
Awesome. So it looks like we're at the point of the evening where we would like to take about a 10-minute break, go to the bathroom, get something to drink, have a Scooby snack.
Do the turn-offs. Boy John is writing up a list of things that... Everybody got a Facebook account?
No.
Okay, everybody
that
doesn't have Facebook, are you going to the Fashion San Diego website looking at the events?
Yes.
Okay. So, as you all know, the first Saturday of every month is Cigar Boots.
Sure.
And that's me and my family run that. It's at the Red Wing. It's on the first Saturday of the month. He's right here on the board. 4 to 7. And it's worth their wings. Oh, my God. Is the Red Wing's wings are out of this freaking world.
They're as good as at Hooters.
They are very good.
They are much.
Their Thai wings are really good.
Yeah, much, much better. So, anyway, and what it's for, it's not... It's called Cigar and Boots because that's what it's supposed to be called, but it's not. It's for the LGBT. You will see that we have straight female dom that comes and brings her straight two subs. And she's wonderful. I love her to death. It's for bears. It's for cowboys. It's for everybody. It's LGBT. I changed the format when I took over because I wanted it to be another every month event that everybody can get together. Okay? I mean, it's great to be leather. It's great to be kink and fetish, but it's also great to meet other people. So that's what that's all about. So you don't have to smoke cigars. You can come and smoke pipes, cigarettes, e-cigarettes, or don't smoke at all.
What?
That's the best thing at all. And you don't have to wear boots. You can wear tennis shoes.
What?
There is no dress code.
But we can wear joggers.
You can come to my house and wear the top, So anyway, so that's this Saturday from 4 to 7. It'd be great to see you there. We have usually an average of 30 people, and it's so much friggin' fun.
It is fun.
It's great. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, and you can do
where
you left off. You can do whoever you want to.
Okay, so I think there was one person who walked in a little bit late. We didn't hear anything from Mr. Jimmy. And who else? Is that it? Mr. Jimmy?
Did Michael pass?
Mike? No, Mike passed. Unless he wants to contribute now. Okay. Would you like to contribute to turn-ons?
That's a trick.
Got my glasses. I guess you're looking at me.
I'm looking at you.
Nothing exciting or out of the ordinary. Intimacy.
Okay. So I'm going to change up the format a little bit. I'm going to take away the number of dislikes
You can say one, you can say five, it doesn't matter. Just say things that really... You're in the middle of kissing. You're with somebody, hottest fucking guy. You start undressing, you're getting ready to do the nasty, and all of a sudden, bam, ladies' panties. Oh my fucking God. Quickest way to make me lose a hard-on is for somebody to call it a man pussy or anything effeminate about his body. Instant erection killer. Monster tongue. Monster tongue drives me insane. Somebody who just shoves their tongue in your mouth and expects you to do something with it. They don't care. It's just there. No finesse. No kissing. No nothing whatsoever. It drives me fucking insane.
Tongue in the mouth?
Yes.
Oh.
They just shove their tongue in your mouth because you're kissing them and they think that that's kissing. Is shoving their tongue in your mouth. It's like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? Burp it? You know? Honestly. So we're going to start off the same way. We're going to go the opposite direction. And start asking, what are your turnoffs? I want you to keep this in mind as you're telling your turnoffs. You're in the middle of it. I want you to imagine you're in the middle of going at it with someone, or you're just about to, and bam, something happens that just instantly kills your mood, kills anything about getting an erection. You won't be able to do or perform anything after that point.
Well, I'm actually going to break the rule right away, because I'm going to talk about beforehand. If someone is a flake, they don't come through my door. You get one chance to ride the Tony train, and you miss it at the station if you do not keep your word and follow through. Because that's the number one thing right there, is that I cannot respect somebody who does not respect my time.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm worth, and I'm not going to waste my time on and on. So, other things that turn me off. Like I said, someone who is not willing to reciprocate, in the sense that, do me. You know, come on, do me. Big talk, do me. And I'm not going to play that. They have to give me the feedback that I need, that I find nourishing. That's what makes my dick hard, is knowing that what I'm doing is having a really good effect. It's like, it causes my top glands to secrete like crazy. You know, oh, yeah, give me some of that. But if they're, like I said, if they're just going to lay there, or if they're being really stoic, and I'll support the hell out of them. I mean, I'll give them every chance, and I'll say, please, understand that this is not working for me. That if you're just trying to take it like, you know, being tougher than now, it doesn't impress me. Or someone who tries to do porn talk during a play. Like, yeah, yeah, fuck yeah, yeah, fuck yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. I've got, you know, I can do that on ringtone on my phone if I need to hear that, you know. So, you know, this is not a porn movie, you know. I need to know from moment to moment what's going on. And, again, it's all feedback-oriented because I need, the more that I'm involved with somebody, connected with them, the more I enjoy them. I mean, the more I invest in somebody, the more I enjoy them. If they're just a stranger, you know, I can't be bothered. I mean, seriously, I have a real problem with that. I cannot, after all these years, I'm just bored with the idea of just knocking off a quick one with a stranger. It doesn't do it for me. I have to invest in somebody, and it's just... And so if somebody is just looking to tear off a piece, and I get a lot of hubba hubba messages, trust me, and it doesn't get through past my door. It just doesn't, because I have to meet them face to face. I cannot be impressed by JPEG and text. I have to see them. I have to smell them. I have to be with them before they even get to me. So that's basically my stuff. So please. Oh.
Oh, just mostly porn talk. Yeah, I'd rather just. I just love the intimacy and however it comes out, but porn talk isn't my among the turn off.
I'm just going to pass. Nothing really comes to mind.
I'm still struggling over here.
Turnhouse boy.
Yes.
when I'm with someone who is not really interacting, they're there and it's like they're just, you know, please me, and there's no reciprocal thing going on. It's very, very difficult for me to keep things going. Even when I'm in a totally submissive headspace, I want to know that what's happening is appreciated. And I like there to be, when there isn't that kind of thing going on, like no communication, no verbal communication, no discussion, no sharing verbally what's going on, no checking in to find out if where their hand is going is working for me. I want them to ask me, and I want to be able to ask them and get a response from them. If they're in a headspace that's so far inside themselves that they're just there like zombie body, you know, I'm a stud, do me, that just does not work for me.
Can I ask you refuse to kiss?
Just say pass.
No, he said guys who refuse to kiss.
Oh, I'm sorry, misunderstood.
Guys who
old man ears.
guys who refuse to be intimate. And what, to me, I totally get the, it's nice to know somebody, you don't want to just, doing a stranger just doesn't do anything. Sex is very fleeting. If you can't have an emotional connection with somebody, sex is takes 15, 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, even 4 hours. But it is still very, very fleeting. Unless there's an emotional connection, what's the point? And quite frankly, if you're not more going to be interested in doing the sex part, one of the things that I want is somebody who wants to kiss me before it came.
I'll preface mine with saying I don't judge people for this because I feel that people should express themselves however they want to. But when guys do themselves up to look like very beautiful women, if they are passed as a very beautiful woman, I can't see them without seeing that anymore. So if someone's a drag queen who's a gorgeous drag queen, I will love their shows. I will love, you know, hanging out with them. I can be their best friend. But I'm into dudes, and really, I'm very turned on by masculinity. So if someone comes up to me and looks like a woman, I've tried. I'm just done. I can't sleep with drag queens. Sisters, I can get by with a little bit of glitter and clown face. I can deal with because they still have the beards and everything, and it's just gorilla drag. But
gorilla drag,
yeah.
Love it.
But the whole that transformation thing, it just does something. It something switches in my head, and I see a woman, and I'm like, no, that's not what I'm into. The other one that I have a hard time with, it depends on the person, is very effeminate boys. I've had a couple instances where I've had boys come up to me, and not intending to be. Obnoxious or anything like that. It wasn't meant that way at all, but I had one guy come up to me and go, ooh, you're a bear. Grr. So I had echoing in my head for the next 20 minutes while I'm trying
it's Kelly.
To undo
it's Kelly.
That was just, I just couldn't, I just kept hearing grr. And I just couldn't get past it. And there's some guys, my partner, not a problem. That would not affect him in the slightest. He would laugh it off and just pound the hell out of him. And he'd be totally fine. But me, that kind of stuff just sticks with me. It has a tendency of just shocking me. And then that's it. And then finally, for all the ass eating and ball licking and cock sucking and everything else, I can't deal with poor dental hygiene. If a person is the kind of person whose teeth are green or black, they open their mouth and you can smell that they have a rotted tooth somewhere in there, I can't. And if your tongue looks like it's never been touched with a toothbrush or a scraper or anything, and I can smell that. I'm a super taster and I have a real sensitive sense of smell. If I can smell that coming off of you, I can't. I just, I can't kiss you. I'll actually start to gag if I try and kiss someone like that. So it's, I've actually sent people to the bathroom to go, okay, if you want to play, we got to do some brushing and some mouthwash and stuff because I can't. And, you know, most people will you'll find that most people, if you tell them that, they don't even realize that, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. I've been out at the bar all night. You know, I had a, you know, I had Italian dinner or whatever. So, you know, that most people appreciate it. I have had a few people get their feelings hurt. But, you know, you like what you like and you don't like what you don't like. And you just do your best to be nice, be kind about expressing that without hurting your feelings.
I'll have to go with the dental thing, too. And the reason that he was getting so excited was I had found the perfect baby pup. I was in love with the perfect baby pup, but his teeth were all rotten. And I didn't have the $10,000 to have them ripped out and put back in. So that's why he was over here getting all excited. A big turnoff to me is I like clean. I don't like, you know, soap smells or deodorant or anything like that. But I'm not into the brown hanky, so if I'm going to have sex with you, fuck you, Remy, or whatever, you've got to be really clean. I better be able to stick a hot dog up there, pull it back down. Daddy don't do dirty at all, because when I switch, I spend quite a bit of time making sure that you can stick a post up there and bring it back out. It's clean. So I'm a real clean freak about that. The butt's got to be really, really clean. I don't like a lot of overbody smell. I mean, you can take a shower clean and go run around the block a couple of times and sweat and we're good. But if you've been sweating all day long and stuff, it gets to a point where, I can't quite handle that. So...
Mm-hmm.
And my last one would have to be, it's not so much, well, it is a turnoff, but it's more of a disappointment. I'm 57, I've been out since I was 21 in San Diego, and I've run into this a lot, and then I'm not saying that I'm perfect or anything like that, but you'll see in the bar, walking down the street, you'll see this most gorgeous, or I'll see the most gorgeous boy, the perfect, beautiful boy. And you walk up to him and start talking to him, and then, how did you do that grr thing?
Grr.
Yeah, and it's like, oh my God, they open their mouth and all
the purse falls out. Chiffon.
The purse falls out.
The purse falls out.
And I'm all for everybody, don't get me wrong, I'm all for everybody being who they are, but that's just a turn off to me. If you're going to be a little girl, I don't care for that, so...
Okay, my turn off.
Watch
it. Okay.
They talked about the dental thing. The puppy came around and he looked like a goddamn meth head, crackhead, black. No, fuck that shit. The other thing is, I hate seeing bumps around the asshole. I've played around guys, and they call me, you know, gross, whatever bullshit. I've had general awards and all that bullshit. I don't trust any fucking thing anymore. I see a bump, I see something. No, fuck you. Leave. Go. The other thing is, same with him, I'm not into brown hanky. When I'm fucking you, and I see it, not a problem. When I go down there to rim you, one of the biggest turnoffs I've had was, the guy cleaned it up, but he decided to go wipe his ass with toilet paper. He goes back, he's still got little white flakes.
Enjoy the joke.
The other thing is, I hate when people go eat fast food, clean out, and then come to my house. Because I can still smell that fucking McDonald's cheeseburger through your fucking ass. Other things that turn me off. I hate when people get fucking distracted in the middle of play.
Squirrel.
If your phone rings, I gotta go answer it. They have to call. I hate when people won't shut the fuck up. I play with guys and I'm in the middle of sex. I want to start having a conversation with you just right now. Shut the fuck up and
swallow.
Focus.
Yes. Focus.
I hate dead bodies. If I'm fucking you or we're doing BDSM, if you're just going to sit there and be quiet, I'll go put on some porn because it's more entertaining. Other things, I hate people who are the one-way street. If I'm going to suck your dick and eat your ass, you're going to suck my dick and eat my ass. I'm not playing this bullshit where I'm going to service you and then you're going to come. The other thing that really turns me off is really fucked up feet. There are some guys that look like, I don't swear to God, they don't know what toe clippers are. And, you know, I know it gets a little rough on the bottom of the feet. You can sit there and get that shit off. There's plenty of little tools out there. Other thing is, I hate people with shitty attitudes. That think they are the hottest thing that's ever walked the face of the earth, and they're doing you a favor to play around. Fuck you, go to hell. I've been read my fair share of running into people. I hate when people do drugs. I hate meth heads. I hate people that have to go get fucked up before they want to play. It's okay. You want to have a drink too? That's fine. I encourage you. Go have a drink. You want to smoke a little pot? Fine. But yeah, Maximum Impact's great too. I love Maximum Impact. But if you're a smart guy, you're gonna go in there and smoke up a fucking crystal meth or start. No, get the fuck away from me. Get the fuck out of my house.
Exactly.
Maximum Impact. It's poppers that's in a can. It's sprayed on a rag, inside out, and inhale. If you don't like the poppers, then when they end, close your nose and smell it because it gives you a headache or it fucks with you. Then you need to try Maximum Impact look up. And it also worked for tops too. I've been using it for a while. It really, when you start fucking and you take an inhale of that, you'll go from normal fucking to the jackrabbit from hell.
It's really different from a very different.
Yeah, yes. We use the cleaner. Yes.
It's in a spray.
It's a silver bottle.
What's this like to you?
You want to be really moderate with your use of that.
Yeah. That sounds like a safety issue.
Oh, and the last thing. Now, this is something I've experienced because I've had two dungeons. I hate when people come over to the dungeon and want to play and they start bitching about fucking mirrors. You're here to play with me. I'm here to play with you. You're not here to watch yourself get fucked from the silly mirror. I've had guys come up, and it's okay if they say, you know, why do I have mirrors? I've had guys come up, dude, where's your fucking mirror? Oh, disrespectful little shit. I spent $750 in like 3 weeks of time building this motherfucker. This is your problem? Fuck you. Okay, that does it.
I just got to focus all of you.
Don't
hold back. He's taking notes.
Come on, you're on a roll.
I don't want to know that was drugs their game.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure too many things out. I think the biggest turnoff for me are just more the people things. I don't like liars. You're lying to me, I will know it. I didn't see the teeth thing coming in. Good point on that. I like people to take care of themselves, which means, you know, cut the toenails, brush your teeth, not asking for a lot. And I really, the other one is, don't do me any favors. I've had that happen a couple times. Just better off, just walk right past me.
I think in the 80s and 90s, I think I was more in tune with just going out and having anonymous sex. But I think I've come to a place where I want more intimate sex, more kinky sex. And I think my turnoffs are now more. I think a turnoff for me right now is just anonymous sex. I and
And I definitely, if a guy says, if a guy asks me, do I want to fuck his pussy or something like that, that's not going to be good for me. That's not going to work on me. I hate it, and I hate it when men say, do you want to breathe me? I hate that. I hate the terminology. It's just not something I can deal with. And then, let me see, what else? I mean, I like the honesty and stuff, and I hate a liar, too. It really bothers me, and I really don't have any time for it. And things are just really changing for me, and the way I'm looking at things and the information, this really helps me because I get to hear different things and go, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I don't like that either. So I love coming to this meeting because it's the most positive thing that I think I can do. I even have people, I try to explain it to a couple friends, and they just don't get it, and they kind of make fun of it. But, you know, we evolve or we don't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I think coming to meetings, I think any kind of meeting I've ever been to, I've always evolved from it and learned some things from it. I don't like any of the feminine stuff. I don't like Twinkies. I really don't. I don't like the girls thing. It was funny when we were kids, but at 54, it's not really that funny. I guess that's about it. You know, I pretty much like it.
You know, everybody said everything that I wanted to say. What Tony said, a lot of integrity, lack of it. Lack of integrity. A lack of being fully expressed. Like, there has to be an energy exchange, and there has to be some kind of feedback. I like the feedback loops. I was reading at the beach yesterday, Guy Baldwin, The Ties That Bind, and he's got a chapter in there, and I guess it was written in Drummer Magazine, about the killer bottom. And the killer bottom is a bottom who claims that he's very experienced and he can take it all, he knows it all. And then I play with him, you know, mm-hmm. we negotiate, and they just sit there, or just, you know, they're just there, and they're trying to be real tough and take it and take it and take it. That's a turn off for me because I'm not getting any feedback. And the other thing is, after the scene or whatever, they may make a comment and say, oh, you're not that experienced. Something like, how long you been flogging? It's like, that's an insult. It's a turn off. And it kills a top like me. That will kill. I think that's a lack of, for me, a lack of somebody who is not self-aware of how they interact with other people. So they got to have people. A lack of people skills is a turn-off. And you name the other stuff. You know me. I love feet. Got to have a nice. Got to take care of this. Got to take care of this. Feet. Other stuff, it's situational with me, what turns me off. I do like a clean ass. However, it depends on who I'm with. I've taken some courses, Body Electric, and I took the, there's a workshop within the Body Electric curriculum, and it's about everything you want to know about the ass, but was afraid to ask. When you put it like that, and it really opened me up to get over myself with a man having shitty feet. Now there are limits. I mean, you know, there are limits to that. But however, I know that takes a lot of work, and I know that takes a lot of psychological. Man to get his ass ready to get fun, and try to have some leeway and some respect for that. And the other thing is that I don't like a gossipy ass man. A man who gossips. all the time. Know everybody else's business. They're not able to look at themselves or talk about how somebody else, you know, their dick size or what they do and all that. That is the biggest turnoff. Gossiping and boom. And then I'll end it with, I'm not into drugs and alcohol. Don't play with me. Don't come toward me. If you have to even have a joint, a beer, that's a turnoff for me. I want you to be fully present. Fully present. Fully engaged. And for me, when I play, any of those things involved in it, you're not present. And that's enough for now.
Pass.
It's kind of interesting to listen to everyone. You know, what we don't like, it's nice to have a kind of balance of what we like and what we do like, so it's nice to hear your stuff. So, it's kind of hard for me because I work with people. I do a lot of erotic work with people. I work with people around erectile dysfunction, performance anxiety, sexual abuse, and stuff like that. So that's part of my work. So it's different when I'm playing with someone than when I'm working with someone. When I'm working with someone, I'm very compassionate, I'm very understanding, I'm very forgiving, I'm very nurturing, and all that. And it's, you know, I'm more forgiving. But when it comes to, like, my personal life, I'm playing with, there's a lot of things that can kind of turn me off. And just with the nature of who I am and who I have been for the past 13 years of my life, I feel like my road has kind of gotten a little bit narrow. But one of the first things that came to my mind is when someone sticks their tongue in my ear.
Oh.
Like, I don't, like, it gives me chills down my spine. And I love kissing, like, when someone opens their mouth, do, like, you know, they just stick their tongue out. Like, you know, kissing is really amazing. So a bad kisser is really a good turnoff. And then also really bad teeth. Like, we all have a bad breath once in a while. Like, you know, and I'll sit there and say, you know what, you know, I'll offer a mint. You know, hopefully they're gratefully going to just say, oh, thank you. But if you're like, oh, my God, I'm offended, and that was rude, then you know what, I don't, that's going to be a turnoff for me as well. And I will, like, you know, someone said something to me, like, oh, you know, you need a mint. I would say, you know, yeah, go there, and say, oh, thank you. You know, and just take it as that. So, and I like the smell of a man, but I don't like when someone's rude. Like, you just... Something else is, like, when somebody, like, once they ejaculate, they're done, and they're just, like, forget about you, and they're just ready to get up and walk away.
Word. Oh, yeah.
Like, that's probably going to be the last time I'll ever, like, because there's that sweetness afterwards, you know, that energy's going by in the body. So, just someone too, like, I'm pretty open and I listen to people. You know, I don't want to shame anyone for their sexual lives, and I don't want to feel shame with anyone for things that I like, you know. And hopefully that someone's going to be self-aware enough that they can listen to me and, like, oh, I can't offer it to you, but, you know, I'm not going to, like, oh, that's disgusting, you know, or that's nasty, you know, don't judge me that way, or, you know, and that just shows me a sign of where someone's at in their life, so that can be kind of a turn off too. And just something, don't be flaky with me. Just, that's just say what you want. If you say you're going to do it, do it. If you can't do it, then if it changes, then please let me know. But, you know, be a man about it. That's kind of a thing. And also, crystal meth. If people are doing that for any of this stuff, I don't care if you smoke pot or whatever. If that's a necessary thing, it's fine. But if you are doing meth, then I don't want anything to do with you. I don't want you in my life. I don't want you in my house. I just stay away from me. So, I'm sure that's up.
Ditto.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities. Now, I want to have sex with a man. I don't want any feminizing, any sort of, that's certainly a big turn off. I want to have sex with a man. Hair or no hair, that doesn't matter. It's got to be a man. Any of the, you know, self-respect. Be clean, you know, be respectful. Be comfortable with yourself and then that interaction. I need the feedback. I need the interaction. I want to know that you're enjoying this. And if not, let's communicate. But I need to know what's going on. And I'm going to let you know what's going on. So. And a lot of the other things that were said, I don't want to keep going on, otherwise we'll be here all night. So.
Bad breath. But good breath is okay. But, you know, the medical bad breath,
like, oh, it's really down there, like when they breathe out. Yeah, food break is okay. Yeah. And then soup or strong body odor. I really don't like that. Like super strong, like you can smell them from far away. And then I really, no offense, but don't like skinny, thin people, thin guys, because when you hug them, it's like they're poking you or hurting you. You only feel something when you hug them, right? So that's what I wanted. Some source down there, like when you see it and they didn't tell you, you just out of the way, it's like there's a sword there. So yeah, that's it.
STDs, halitosis, guys who don't know what they want, guys who can't be intimate, guys who don't like to kiss, guys who can't make eye contacts, guys who aren't present, any of those.
What are they doing outside?
What
are they doing outside?
Not enjoying me, and I'm the one who's here right now. I'm not the one you're with.
Exactly.
My turn offs. This is going to go well. Kissing, biting, bastinado, vanilla, tickling. And I have no issues with effeminate guys or masculine guys or twinks, but I don't really like when they're acting outside of who they really are. So if they're effeminate, but they're acting more effeminate than what they really are, that turns me off. But if they're just naturally effeminate, I love it. If they're naturally masculine, I love it. If, in other words, if I'm just not surprised that the person I met at the bar or wherever I met them, if they're the same person when I'm with them, then I'm fine. But if it just kind of changes and I discover there's a whole different person underneath than what I saw in public, that sets me off a little bit. But very naturally effeminate guys, naturally masculine guys, the whole gamut, totally turned me on. Twinks, love them, the whole thing. As long as they just are who they are,
yeah.
fine with that.
Let's see. The drugs thing that people talk about. But even, I mean, I've not tried it myself, but poppers, like the smell of that, I don't know, gets me off. Femininity sort of thing. And then, not so much about a person, but like if I'm in a scene and there's like some sort of distraction or whatnot, there's like a dog barking outside, or like I hear like a conversation going on, or like the TV is on in the room or whatnot, then I get turned off, like I'm like, oh wait, what's happening? There's two things. Can't do it.
That's the puppy you just spoiled.
Alright. I think it's kind of been said, but I have a little different word. I would say shallowness. And a little quick little story. We were in Seattle, we were at the Eagle in Seattle, although the Eagle there is very different than ours, but I can. That's another story for another time. But there was a little group, I would call it a clique, a little young, three younger guys. They all had their harnesses on, and you know, they were very cliquish. But I really liked the harness that one of these boys had on. It was like this, it really was like perfect for puppy play. It was like this, it's kind of this newer style that I think we need to get one. So maybe you'll see it. Anyway, it's great for walking. You can put a leash on the front and walk them, you know, back here on all fours, or you can leave them and walk them in the front. Anyway, it's a really cool harness. And
Christmas.
And yes, that's right. I went out, so I had a chance, and they were not right together, and I kind of approached him and I said, hey, that's a really cool harness. Where did you get that? And he's like, Mr. S. And then turned around and walked away. And I was like, well, gee, it was really nice talking to you. Like, I'm like, you're not leather. Like, that's just not leather. You know? Like,
exactly.
Get the eye roll, the attitude. You know, and I'm just trying to, you know, start a conversation and, you know, I get that. So that shallowness, that's obviously.
How dare you ask that question?
Yeah.
But like what's recently been said, I think most of the high points have been covered. I really do not like. I think the question is what will kill my heart on while we're doing it. I used to call it warm cadaver sex, but maybe a better term is coma sex. I mean, you're there, you're breathing, and there's nothing else going on. So. Intimacy, communication, connection, energy, everything gets cut off and turned off, and that's no point. One of the things that would prevent me from getting started in the first place is the effeminate aspects that we have been talking about. I do like very much what you said. If they're amping it up, or if they're on stage. Either masculine or feminine, or what's not true for them, that would also be would probably prevent me from getting started in the first place. So thank you for that clarification, that little tweak on what's already been said. On the one hand, I don't like. One hand is a turnoff if there's no communication and no noise. But if it's just repeated, like they're doing porn, that may as well be exactly the same as nothing, because there's no variation in it, there's no connection, there's no energy, there's no communication with it. So, and there's more that we've already talked about. Those are the things that would help being distracted. Dude, you asked me over here to fuck you. So after you finish sucking my dick, why do you have to stop and go out and say, oh, I'll be right back, I need to check. You had easily half an hour, if not more, to get prepared for that. So we're going at it, and then take five, and then expect me to be right. You know, there's no pause button on this.
Here.
So, you know, it took me a while to get into this. And so, yeah, it's a current issue, and it's probably will not be an issue hereafter. I'm talking about somebody in particular. Surfers are great. Let me just say that. And there's more, but next.
Coming up with a list of specific kinks that are turn-ons on the easing end, listing the turn-ons, just specific kinks that I don't like would be vomit, scat, and snot, and not really, so more for people stuff, not really into feminine men. Kind of what he was talking about, the coma sex, the people who suck at giving feedback. Exceptions. Seen stuff. Like people who lack creativity. There was a conversation recently I had with someone, and it was they really, really like big dicks, and that's kind of what they needed to have fun. I think my response was something about how if you can't find something to do that's fun with someone with a small dick, you're probably boring, and you need to find something. People who, I guess, are disrespectful and can't read body language very well.
Mm-hmm.
Just a small story. I was at Rich's in one dance. I was in full pup gear and having fun. And most people were really, really friendly. But one lady who was either really drunk or just an asshole waved me over. She wanted to say hi. So I go over. She just grabbed my harness and pushed me backwards, and I'm walking backwards, I'm stumbling, I'm stepping on any of her feet or spilling the thing on the ground. And she starts putting her hands on me and starts grabbing my hands and putting them on her.
Oh.
And she goes, come on, I thought you liked being manhandled. Isn't this what this is all about? And I'm standing there, like, you know, waiting for her friends to take her off. And she eventually called me a fucking asshole and leaves. And I was waiting for the perfect time to, for it to stop, and she kind of just left before I got there. So that kind of thing, not really into that. Or murderers.
Yeah.
I love playing with balls and nips, but if there's so much hair that I keep stopping to spit and take out hair, it's like use a razor and do some little manscaping around the nipples and around the balls so there's less for me to keep spitting out. The distraction of music playing and it's songs that have words and people singing is that I'm going to want to sing along. It's like, and TV that's on, it's like, what TV show is it? What's on? So, just music, drum beats, things like that. The distraction of the media that then, when you go on to Recon, and, oh, great, they're on. And you find out they're always on because the iPhone, whatever, just somehow logs them on permanently for 2 weeks at a time, and you don't know when the fuck that they're really on to communicate with them. People that won't even meet halfway for lunch or coffee or whatever to get to meet you because when they say, oh, you're North County, I don't date anybody in North County. It's like the distance is the number one reason how they're going to pick somebody. Not what kind of person you are, how hot you are, what you both like to do, whatever. And bottoms that are so pushy they think obsessively the male directing the movie and they want to tell you every little thing that they want to do. And tops that are so obstinate and say, there's one fucking way, I've done this for 20 years, and there's only one way to train a slave like you or a pig like you, and it's this way or not. And they don't take my individuality into effect at all. And they only have one way to do it, and that's it. They're locked into that square. Yeah.
Because she wanted a compliment, you know, and you know, I feel if I want to compliment somebody, it has to be genuine, and that's kind of my big thing. Really, just like you said, if somebody's feminine, if they're genuinely feminine, then that's okay, because they're genuine, you know, they're being themselves, and when somebody is manipulating you, you deal with people out of here.
Nebulous before on exactly where I am on the spectrum. I won't be here because there's five things that I don't cross the line. One of them is girls. You said it. I'm just into dudes. That's it. I'm just on the far end, and that's just the way it is. The rest of it is women, children, animals, blood, or shit. Anything else is pretty much okay, we can talk about it, we can do whatever, but that's one place that we don't go. The other is that the cell phone can really go like in the refrigerator or someplace. because I don't like to sound like a dinosaur, and I love playing with that little bastard, but we don't need to talk to whoever that is just now. We're kind of in the middle of something with us. And what I said before about the NOC and the passion side, yeah, it may be sports sex, but sex with somebody that I know and like is way better than you about the anonymous sex. So it's just like, yeah, okay, we can do that, but, you know, with something that I know and like. certainly preferable to that. So the technology thing, the other thing though that is going to, and I'm not sure what it's about, and maybe if anybody has any thoughts on it, if ever anybody had any control issues or any addiction management issues, it would be me. I've been getting stoned since I was a little kid, and it's one of those things that I just love having sex when I'm stoned and listening to music. And not that we are in altered states of consciousness or whatever the other phrases were that we use. And I will hold the torch and I will hold the pipe while you get loaded on whatever. But I just happen to like getting stoned, and that's where it ends. And that's kind of like, first one that comes into my head is male bonding, is that if we can get stoned together, it's like that's part of our friendship, and then we have sex and listen to music later on. And not that I have to have it, but somewhere along the way, they all got tied together. And that's probably the way I enjoy it the most. Not exclusively. Actually, it's been a while. For job reasons, that since I have been able to get stoned, it doesn't mean I stop the sentence. But in the big picture of everything, yeah, like putting those all together. So, and the, like I said, new technology and the TV. And you were saying we don't need to know what's on Pawn Stars while we're doing it. So, okay, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, the distractions thing is a big one, because even last week, at the demo night, the other activities in the room I found distracting, which kind of surprised me a little bit because it was all sort of the same activity. And I said before that I like kissing, but sometimes it's not so great. One of the specific things that you can do if we're kissing and we're Frenching, and then you just like put a vacuum on my tongue. And I've had people do that, and it was so hard, it hurt. That we're done. We're not going to kiss anymore. We're finished. There really isn't a lot that will turn me off cold other than that, maybe. The teeth thing I hadn't thought about before, but yeah. Even if I'm just talking with somebody and they got, like, chew tobacco, I tried that once and it was like eating dirt. And I said, okay, that's, I'm done with that.
I'm pretty much in agreement. Bad breath is the one thing that really turns me off. If your mouth tastes like an ashtray, it turns me off. Lack of reciprocity, or just lying there and expecting you to do everything to them, and that's it. And there's no real two-way street. The girlish behavior is a turnoff for me. I do like men as well. Probably meth would be a turn on. Yeah, that's it. I don't want to go there. If I find that people lie or they make promises they don't keep, for instance, I recall being, when I was in college, somebody convincing me to come 20 miles outside the city with a promise of a return ride and didn't get it. That's somebody I would never, ever play with again. And another person taught me, oh, it's only one more block. It's only one more block. And that's 3 miles down the road. So I just made them pay for a taxi on all the way back without doing anything. It's like, why bother? It's not right. If I see people being disrespectful or rude to other people, that's a turn off. I don't like people that don't respect other people. That's it.
Well, my age, I got very good in conveying what I want and some of what they want. And if for whatever reason they want to change the problem, but they don't follow through, I just say, well, it's not working, and I just walk into their car. I just, that's not wasting my time. So, walk into your car, say goodbye, sorry, it didn't work out. That's it.
Okay, the things that are kind of a turnoff to me that haven't been mentioned here are people who lie on their profiles and give an age. They're like 40. They say, oh, we're 49. You only see up to here. And then they show up at your door and they're Methuselah. And I love older men, but be honest with me. Let me know what I'm buying and what I expect to see. The other thing I hate are squeamish or scared tops. I've heard a lot of talk about comatose sex and or people not responding. I hate a top who freaks out when you do respond. Flogging can be very intense for me. And when I respond, I expect the top to be able to, you know, part of me going into a submissive space is trust that the top can handle me. And when they turn around and go, oh no, that, I don't know what to do with that, I'm leaving. It's just really kind of, it's disappointing. It's like, you're supposed to be the top, not me. I'm surrendering that role. I could be that role if I wanted to, but I'm surrendering it to you. So that's the scared top who they love playing with you, but they'll never call you again because you freaked them out so much, you intimidated them with your response, I think is ridiculous. And the other thing is body shame. If I ask you to come over, or you ask me to come over, we obviously like what we see. Don't start getting down on yourself about your weight or what you don't like about yourself, because that's not why I'm there. I'm there about what I do like about you. So let's concentrate on the strengths and not focus on the weakness. So that those are the ones that I didn't hear talked about, but you know, those are mine. So
awesomeness. I think this has been a really good evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank everybody for their input and their openness and their honesty. And I think that we could probably go on another hour about this, but it's already 9 o'clock and I have to work tomorrow. So thank you, everybody.
I have two
announcements.
I have two I have two things. One, we forgot to put on the board that tonight is also puppy night at the Eagle. And they always love seeing us there to support the guys, and it's a lot of fun. It's always entertaining. Two, there is something on the table over here that I'd like to bring up. I don't need to keep recording this. Pardon me.